This summer, we're telling the stories behind some of the country's most popular regional candies and candy stores. Rick Howlett of member station WFPL reports now about a Louisville confection that dates back to the Victorian era and one man's infatuation with an actress.
In the back room of Muse Candies, Jonathan Skaggs and Bobby Masterson are busy. They use forks to dip marshmallows into a copper pot. It contains a secret hot caramel mixture. They tap off the excess before placing the candy on a board. Masterson says it's a rhythm repeated hundreds of times each day.
They're good. They're a big-time seller here in Kentucky, especially right here in Louisville. There's a lot of people that come and get them.
The soft, sticky candy is the Majesca, a name coined by Anton Bucet, a French confectioner who immigrated to Louisville. Bucet was enamored with Polish actress Helena Majesca, who performed in theaters near his downtown shop in the 1880s. The candy maker had spent years perfecting his caramel biscuit. He called it the Majesca. The Shakespearean actress was hugely popular in the United States and even today has a dedicated following. This music is from a video tribute on the Helena Majesca Society's website. Duke University professor Beth Holmgren published a biography of Majesca.
There are lots of things named after her. The candy is the only thing that's still sold. It was a way of encouraging consuming your actress.
It is a heavenly piece of candy. When you watch people for the first time put it in their mouth, they just,
That's Roseanne Stacy, whose family has run Muse Candy since 1921. After Anton Bucet's shop was destroyed by fire in 1947, his son gave the Majesca recipe to Muse. It's the most popular treat at Muse. They sell thousands of pounds of it each year. Guests in some Louisville hotels will find a complimentary Majesca on their pillows. And Roseanne is always happy to unwrap a free sample in the store.
Oh, that's good. Not too sweet. You would think it would be very sweet, but it's not.
If anybody has ever lived in Louisville, had anyone that lived in Louisville and received these, they call and get them. Because they have to have, as they'll say, they have to have their Majesca fix.
A Majesca craving brought Amy Hardy into the store. She's a Louisville native who now lives in New England.
They have a very special flavor. I mean, nothing of which I've ever had before. And people say the same thing in Boston. They're just like, whoa, these are so good.
So good and long enduring. For NPR News, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.
This is NPR News.